And welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We are going to talk e-scooters here in this next segment, and going to be a lot of fun to talk about this. Of course, scooters now available here in Manhattan with a new partnership between the city and K-State. Joining us, a couple of folks here from Link, the e-scooter company. Paul Steely White, he's the Director of Development and Public Affairs. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
And Evan Lockmiller, who is Link's Manhattan Operations Manager. Evan, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you guys both on here this morning. And a lot of folks I know are curious about these new scooters and this new partnership that came about. First of all, I'll have you tell us a little bit about Link, the company, and kind of how you guys came about.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Brandon. Really a delight to be on with you this morning. I mean, first off, you know, Link is just, you know, we couldn't be happier to have the privilege of serving Manhattan, you know, and since we started on Saturday, we've had really some amazing statistics. There's been about 4,000 trips already taken within Manhattan, and about a 6 ride per scooter per day average. Now, that's really huge. I mean, in most cities, you're lucky if you see, you know, 3 to 4 rides a day. So the fact that we're at 6 rides a day really, I think, speaks to, you know, the reception that the scooters are getting. And then average trip length is about 1.5 miles. So, you know, that's about what we see in other cities. A little further than most people are ready to walk. But, you know, given that a lot of driving trips are really short, you know, we're looking forward to replacing a lot of driving trips and, you know, having all the benefits, you know, that entails. But, you know, the company, you know, came out of MIT, in Boston, and you know we're really making the smartest, safest scooters in the business right now. We're the only company that actually manufactures our own scooters, so that gives us a lot of control over, you know, how they operate and also making sure that they're, you know, safe for the user. So, you know, we couldn't be happier to be in Manhattan, and really just thank you know the mayor and everyone for, you know, giving us the privilege.
Sure, and this is a partnership I know has been kind of in the making for a while. We had initially hoped to launch the e-scooters, I know, at K-State on in April, but of course the coronavirus pandemic kind of put a halt on things. But how is this launch maybe different from what initially had planned, or if it's different at all, Paul?
It is, and you know we've instituted some new procedures, you know, in place to account for, you know, the, you know, coronavirus, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that the service is maximally safe. You know, maybe Evan can speak a little bit to the protocols, you know, that we're using to ensure rider safety.
Yeah, like you mentioned, as far as the pandemic starting and all that, we were planning on coming back here in you know, April, March, and we did get delayed, but that has given us time to really streamline this and make this a, you know, quality product right out of the gate. We are taking them in the evening with the ones that are low batteries. We have a solution to clean them and make sure that, you know, they're safe for riders. And we have people out all the time that are picking them up and rebalancing them to our parking locations. And when they do that, they're cleaning them as well. So it really is a safe product out there.
All right, very good. And so that's a good segue into kind of my next question. A lot of folks I know are concerned here that maybe aren't going to use them as much, just kind of we've heard before with some of the bikes that people can rent. It's unfortunate. Some people just leave them out. They may park it over here in someone's yard. But it sounds like you guys have the capability to make sure that they all get returned back to the parking stalls then.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, this is paramount. You know, pedestrian safety is paramount. You know, parking properly is paramount. Oh, a lot of P words there. You know, this is something that we, you know, really prioritize at Super Pedestrian Link. You know, we have to make sure that our scooters are not blocking the pedestrian right of way. We want to enhance the walking experience, enhance, you know, transportation on the whole. And so really, you mentioned, you know, we have this technology where we can geofence, you know, virtually geofence our scooters which, you know, we're loading the firmware right now to make sure our whole fleet has this capability where it's, you know, physically impossible for someone to ride into a no-go zone. So, you know, for the most part, however, we're really impressed with just how lawful and respectful the riding and parking has been just in the first few days of operation. And that's really important to establish that baseline of, you know, lawful, respectful behavior. You know, shout out to WTC Fiber for working with us on the signage. You'll notice signage, you know, signs around town that, you know, tell you that this is a designated scooter parking area. Also, you know, I think just like the fact that we're out there educating riders, you know, we have a great local team that's like, you know, rebalancing our fleet, as Evan said, and putting them, you know, properly, you know, in their place. But, you know, keeping an orderly fleet is job one at Link. And so we look forward to, you know, not only doing right by the people of Manhattan and KSU, but also, you know, using this as an example to other cities, like this is what's possible when you really, you know, prioritize, you know, pedestrian right of way.
Yeah, we're talking with Paul White and Evan Lochmiller. I'm sorry, Evan, did you have a point that you wanted to make there?
Yeah, I just wanted to compliment the students and the people that are riding them right now have been very good about putting them where we have signs, asking our people while they're out there, hey, where do we park these? We've been getting a really good response when it comes to that. And that really helps just keep, you know, every area looking nice and clean. And your mention on, you know, if people put them in their yard and stuff like that, we've had that already come up, and our team is out there grabbing them, putting them back in the right spots. It's just been a really good cohesion so far. Everyone seems to be doing the right things, and that's been great.
You know, Paul, I may just ask you, does Link have other partnerships similar to what's going on with Manhattan and K-State across the country?
You know, we do. We're operating in five other cities right now in the United States, including Knoxville and Columbus. And, you know, it's really a privilege anytime we're allowed to, you know, come and serve a city. But, you know, we're already, you know, finding something very special about our program in Manhattan. I mentioned just the real, you know, enormous demand, you know, just the really spectacular, you know, rider, you know, behavior that we're seeing, you know, the great local partnerships. So, you know, initially some people were like, you know, is this really a market we want to go into? Because people are talking about going into like, you know, Manhattan, you know, the Big Apple, you know, certainly big cities like Seattle are now, you know, inviting scooters in. But really we saw a great opportunity to establish a quality of service that I think we can, you know, export to any city that we're working in. So again, we couldn't be happier. And, you know, coming back to your question about safety and pedestrians, you know, I always like to say that pedestrians are like customers. You know, even if a walker, a pedestrian is, you know, jaywalking or, you know, oblivious or whatever it is, like, it's still your duty as a scooter rider to yield to them. And so really, this is the kind of ethos that we, you know, want to instill in our product, in our ridership. And so, again, you know, couldn't be happier to be in Manhattan where, you know, it's an opportunity to, you know, get a lot right and export that to other cities.
I know we have a few hills here in the city of Manhattan. How well did those scooters perform going uphill?
Well, you know, like I said, we're very proud of the scooters that we engineer and design and build ourselves. And, you know, the motors on these scooters are very high quality, as are the batteries. And so really they can handle hills better than any other scooter. You know, they do have a built-in speed limit of 15 miles per hour, and that's for safety. But, you know, compared to other scooters, especially if you're like me, if you're, you know, over 6 feet and, you know, carrying a few pounds, you can feel that you can't get up a hill really with an average scooter. But our scooters, you know, have more oomph, and you don't see as much fluctuation in speed and power as you do in some of the lesser models.
All right. Very good. I'll tell you what, you guys have time to sit through a break here and talk a little bit more?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, let me pay some bills here, and we'll come back. We'll talk more here with the Link Scooter guys, Paul Steely-White and Evan Lochmiller here on News Radio KMAN.